Hear now the words of the witches, the secrets we hid in the night, when dark was our destiny's pathway, that now we bring forth into light. Merry meet and welcome to the realm of the abysmal witch. This is a Pennies in the Well episode, but of a slightly different nature. Tonight, I bring you a ritual. Not a standard 101 book ritual, not a planned ritual, not a scripted ritual, but one that came from need and blossomed into reality. I will have some commentary and explanation perhaps throughout the ritual and definitely after the ritual. I hope you enjoy. Let the rite begin. I, Saturn, as witch and priestess, do hereby cleanse this space, making it prepared and ready for the magic that I do this night. As I do will it, so mote it be. I cast now this circle, a creation of sacred space, the creation of the world between worlds, outside of time, outside of all that is mundane, to contain my magic, my will, my energies. The circle is cast.
The circle was cast traditionally with an athame, no quarters called.
I light this candle in honor of Hecate. I light this candle in honor of Dionysus. This night, the magic that I do is one of healing. And so, with this blessed and charged anointing oil, do I hereby anoint this candle to be a tool of my will and of my art.
I had with me previously charged anointing oil, and the candle in question is a small white votive.
And so is this candle anointed, prepared. I mark now the candle with my name, for it is for me that it shall be burned. I mark now the candle with my intention of healing.
I am using a fine-tipped tool to mark my intention onto the candle. It's all written in runic.
I call now to Hecate, goddess of the crossroads and of magic. Hecate, I call to you. Hecate, I, Saturn, your priestess and witch, do call to you to attend my rite this eve. I ask for a small piece of your attention. Hecate, I ask that you act as the psychopomp, that you carry my prayer to the gods beyond. Hecate, carry my prayer, a prayer of healing
offerings of incense and of libation will I make upon the sacred altar. Hecate, take my offerings of prayer. Take them to those of the healing arts, to great Apollo, who knows of the healing ways. And I, Saturn, by the name of my goddess Hecate, by the strength of my god Dionysus, by my own will, I charge this candle. Let it be a conduit from me, to me, from the sun god Apollo. Let it carry the gift of healing to my body from his essence. If my prayers be heard, let his strength of the giant sun be reflected within the flame of this candle, and thereby his healing strength reflected in the glow that shines upon my body.
During this stage, I am energetically charging the candle, both from my own will and through prayer.
Darksome night and shining moon, east and south and west and north, hearken to the witch's rune. Here we come to call ye forth. Earth and water, air and fire, wand, cup, pinnacle and sword. Work ye unto our desire, hearken ye unto our word. Cords and censer, scourge and knife, powers of the witch's blade. Awaken all ye unto life, come ye as the charm is made. Queen of heaven, queen of hell, horned hunter of the night, lend thy power unto this spell, work my will by magic rite, by all the power of land and sea, by all the might of moon and sun, as I do will, so mote it be. Chant the spell and be it done. Eco, eco, Azarak, eco, eco, Zomulak, eco, eco, Kernonos, eco, eco, Radia, eco, eco, Azarak, eco, eco, Zomulak, eco, eco, Kernonos, eco, eco, Radia, eco, eco, Azarak, eco, eco, Zomulak, eco, eco, Kernonos, eco, eco, Radia, eco, eco, Azarak, eco, eco, Zomulak, eco, eco, Kernonos, eco, eco, Radia, eco, eco, Azarak, eco, eco, Zomulak, eco, eco, Kernonos, eco, eco, Radia.
The built-up energy is hereby directed into the candle, breathed into it, breathing life into it, as it were.
By my will is the magic done. By Hecate's grace, may my prayer be heard. And so, I give honor, thanks, and offering to Dionysus. And I give honor, thanks, and offering to my Lady Hecate.
I am adding a small amount of blessed oil to each candle in offering.
Hail to thee, Dionysus. Hail to thee. Hail to thee. Hail to thee. And so much as I have felt your presence here this night, and so I bid thee hail and farewell. Blessed be. Hecate, queen of witches, great goddess of night, hail to thee, hail to thee, hail to thee. I thank you for the gift of your presence and your actions on my behalf. I thank you
for carrying my prayer outwards. All hail to thee. My gracious thanks to thee. And if thou willst, I bid thee farewell. Till next we meet. Blessed be. I open now the veil of the circle, that my magic go out into the world as intended, and all remaining energy I gift to this spell. Blessed be. And so the circle is open, yet ever remains a circle, flowing through and around me through all the times to come. The rite is done.
And that, my fellow dreamers, was a rite of healing, or a spell of healing if you prefer. The difference between a spell and a rite. In fact, I do believe that I combined them both on this particular evening. The spell work, of course, being the witch's rune, the specific personal will into the candle and the charging it. And the rite, if you would prefer to think of it this way, as the prayer aspect of asking Hecate, who as a liminal deity can travel between the realms and thus can carry messages, just as she carried the message of where Persephone was to Demeter back in the Homeric hymn to Demeter, which is a digression, but that's what I do. So as she is acting on my behalf and taking my prayer upwards to Apollo, she is acting in that capacity. I have no personal direct connection with Apollo, so it didn't feel right for me to call upon him directly. It seemed best, given my close relationship with Hecate, to use her as an intermediary. So that was the essence of the prayer aspect. Not that all magic should use prayer. Obviously, that's a very personal choice, and it's actually not one that I typically make. But in this particular instance, that's where I was inspired to go, and thus that is where I went. The opening, the intro for an Abysmal Witch piece does contain the first stanza of The Witch's Creed by Doreen Valiente. And The Witch's Rune is, I know it from The Witch's Bible by Janet and Stuart Farrar. I'm not entirely sure its original origin, but you know, I can always throw that into the show notes. And that would be Darksome Night and Shining Moon, that part that I didn't read out, I actually have it memorized. Though I do know that there are different versions of that piece where even the lines are in a different order and therefore the rhyming pattern is different. So that, in a nutshell, was the rite that I was doing. I hope that the little comments that I made along the way made sense, and I hope that I have given enough of a little overview of what I was doing and why, that you can get a sense of what was going on in that ritual. So this is the first Abysmal Witch episode of Pennies in the Well. I'm not going to give it a number given that they are such short episodes, and I expect them to continue to be short, assuming that you actually found it useful. Please email me at penniesinthewell@gmail.com or leave a comment on the website penniesinthewell.com. It should have been probably very obvious. And let me know if this was something that you found interesting. If so, I'm very happy to continue to do it. Again, in the future, these are relatively random rituals. So they could be spell work, they could be devotional, they could be whatever it is that the mood and inspiration strikes. But it will always be unscripted. It will always be authentic, as in, aside from a little editing due to the times when I'm doing something and you are hearing nothing because there's nothing vocal to be said. So I shorten those moments for you. But aside from that, it is the rite as I experienced it. So I'd be really curious to see what your thoughts on it are and if you would like me to continue to share this type of event with you. So I look forward to hearing your comments. And and the music you heard in the background was The Celts by Enya, which is just fantastic music for playing in the back of Ritual. I hope you enjoyed. And now is probably the time to tell you that I also have a blog that I've started. It is abysmalwitch.wordpress.com. That's right, the Abysmal Witch now has her own blog, Heaven Help Us All, which, given that I don't really believe in heaven, means that there is no help for us all except for what we garner from within inside ourselves. So you can find it at abysmalwitch.wordpress.com. There's also a link to it off of penniesinthewell.com if you'd rather find it that way. Feel free to check out my site. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy the other episodes of Pennies in the Well. I look forward to speaking with you in the future. Wow. I'm not quite sure how to leave off with this one. Aside from saying, may the blessings of the deep and wild be with you. Blessed be.